we have a guest ready to join us by phone. A Miss Kimberly, or is it Robin Anya DK? I'm not sure who.
It's Kimberly Anya DK.
Okay. Lovely voice. Good to meet you.
Good morning.
Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
Thank you. Good morning. How are you?
We're good.
I understand you're probably in your PJs as it's 3 hours earlier where you live.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for consenting to get out of bed early.
No problem.
Now, you are the youngest black female to fly cross-country. Is that correct?
Yep.
That must be quite an honor.
It is. I mean, my trip is really fun, and then having all these people admire me for what I love doing, I think it's really cool.
I think that's very cool, and I understand you've got a lot of backing and support from the Tuskegee Airmen.
Yes, they're such great mentors. I met them only a couple years ago after I had joined the Tomorrow's Aeronautical Museum program, and I flew with one Tuskegee Airman with me, and he never complained once. He sat right behind me.
Oh, that's nice.
Your flying was always perfect.
I tried to make it that way.
Well, that's good. That's good. So you have flown from, I believe the background paperwork said sea to shining sea, which meant you actually left California, went out over the ocean before turning back east. Is that correct?
Yep.
Wow. Now, I'm assuming you didn't go too far out, just enough to qualify as being over the ocean.
Yeah.
Good.
Just to the tip.
Very good. How long did it take you to complete the trip?
It was 13 days.
Wow, 13 days. What a great excuse to not be home for 13 days.
Talk about a nice vacation. What kind of airplane were you flying?
We flew a Cessna 172 with a G1000.
Oh, nice.
The glass cockpit.
The glass cockpit.
Nice.
Yep.
Very well equipped. You had everything on there except a DVD of Top Gun, I'm sure.
Well, that and Mom.
That and Mom. No, Mom was able to make video calls to the airplane.
Probably.
So what were the more exciting things about your flight from sea to shining sea?
Well, really, I loved everything. You know, I got to meet so many people, some new friends, and some of the other legendary Tuskegee Airmen. Anticipating meeting several of them on the ground was a great motivation for me. I was also encouraged because I was a messenger of hope for the Wednesday's Child Children across the U.S., delivering messages that to the foster children that they would write and have me deliver. And can you imagine seeing a bunch of people who are just excited to see you?
Yeah, that's you were very busy on this trip,
yes,
not
you
only
were.
Just the flying.
Oh, how was the flying?
No. You were very busy. You were doing so much more than just flying.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, you know, you were very much, you know.
You're an inspiration.
An inspiration, right. Making a statement that anybody can do this.
So what's next?
Well, when I turn 16, I plan on breaking my sister's world record because she set one last year. She became the youngest African-American female to solo 4 different planes on the same day. So I'm going to solo 4 planes and 2 helicopters.
Nice. No,
wow, that's you got your work cut out for you.
What airplanes are you going to solo and what
F-15,
helicopters?
P-51,
no.
You know, the easy ones.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly flew a Remos, the light sport, a Cherokee, a Cessna 172, and a Cessna 152. Initially, she planned on flying 7 planes. No, I believe it was 6 planes. But the weather started getting a little rusty.
Oh, I hate when the weather does that.
So there's
I was like, come on, Kelly.
Well, she exercised good judgment, and that's as important.
Yeah.
I understand you've got a brother that set records as well, so seems to be a lot of competition in this family.
I don't have a brother who set a world record.
Oh, it was your sister.
Oops.
Yeah.
Well, then I read it funny. What can I say?
It's cool.
He reads these things late at night, and he gets really confused.
Yeah, you know, bad reading habits. I fall asleep a lot.
No problem. I won't hold you to it.
Oh, great.
Thank you.
I know how it is staying up late for homework, so...
I was going to say, when...
You read your essay and you're like, what? The fish came to be. Where did that fit in?
Exactly. So will we see you here next year? Well, good. I think that's a goal. I think you need to be here. I think you need to meet Bert Rutan and all these other notables. Take your rightful place.
You know, there's one other thing that you have to do as well. You have to come over and stop by EAA Radio here. We'd love to talk to you in person.
I'll fly over and jump out of the plane.
Well, that could be arranged.
It could be arranged.
There was an all-female parachute team here just yesterday.
That's right, the Misty Blues.
Oh, that's awesome.
They would love to talk to you, I'm sure.
Yeah, they're great ladies, and they fall out of perfectly good airplanes.
And there's one your sister hasn't done.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I actually really, really, really want to skydive, but I'm too young.
Oh, you're never too young. You could do a tandem, couldn't you?
You could do a tandem.
Where you're strapped to another jumper?
Okay, I'll look into that.
There you go.
Listen, just one word of advice here. When you're on the free fall, don't scream too loud because you slow it up.
Yeah, that and it hurts the tandem guy's ears.
Yes.
Well, okay. Well, I'm an adventurer, so I'll be really excited.
Oh, I believe it.
Yes, you certainly are an adventurer. No doubt about that. And, you know, if you keep going the way you are in aviation, you're going to have a tremendous adventure. Your whole life is going to turn into a big adventure.
And we love to watch. Keep an eye on you.
Yeah, absolutely. We love success stories. So please keep on going. You know?
Yep.
You just never know where you're going to end up. You might end up... you know, in a cockpit of an airliner or as a fighter pilot, the possibilities are endless.
I want to become a cardiovascular surgeon. It's something I've wanted to do as long as I can remember. Because when I was younger, my mom would teach my brother, sister, and I about the body. And so when I just became so interested in how the heart functioned and stuff,
Wow. You're going to be busy.
Yes, you are.
And I hope that if I ever need cardiovascular surgery, that you'll be around.
Absolutely.
I hope so.
Very good. Well, thank you for joining us. We'll let you go get some more sleep now.
Thank you for having me, but now I'm wide awake.
There you go.
Well, California, it's flying weather.
That's right.
Airport's open.
Go out there and commit some aviation for all of us here at EAA Radio.
After church, of course.
There you go. That works. Very good. Well, thank you again, and we wish you all the success in the world.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.